CliffCentral.com. If we had to tell people what happens in the background, they won't believe us anyway. You know, we have some of the most animated, crazy people at Cliff Central. You should have seen when our guest arrived. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I really didn't know how to feel. You know, people are screaming and I'm standing there. I'm like, okay, what do I do with myself? You know, and it reminds me of I'm working on my next book. And there's a topic that I started called your place of confidence. And in your place of confidence is your ability to know what you are good at and you never let the hype define you. So that's just a teaser of what I'm working on. Anyway, enough about me. Welcome to Cliff Central, and this is Belighted with Rami and Romeo. And I'm yours truly, Romeo Mabasa, and I'm with the hottest, the gorgeous, the most beautiful. You should see her. She's on a weave, man. She's looking hot. In fact, I'm going to take a picture and post for you. She's looking beautiful. She's got some foundation on. You know,
I don't actually.
Man, don't mess my flow, man.
No, but I don't have foundation on.
Relax. The thing is, you look like you've got foundation. So is it one of those things where no filter type of situation?
And I was born like this.
Ah, nice. Yeah, welcome, Remster, and you look awesome, man.
Thank you so much, Baromza. How are you?
I am top. I'm top, Togozile, as they say.
Oh, Togozile. Yeah. Did you have a good weekend and a week, by the way, because we don't see each other for the whole week.
Yeah,
but before I ask you that, hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Good to have you with us on a Monday. It's a beautiful Monday. The June is finishing, which is good.
Yeah.
That means the best
is that
month.
English?
Yeah, the June is finishing.
You know how you always correct me?
The best month is about to start. The best month
because
of
it's
the
your,
year.
It's your birthday.
Of course, all the time.
Is it true that queens are born in July?
Queens are born July. And all the amazing people are Cancerians. I mean, I'm not even going to start.
Yes.
I can just tell you that yesterday was Bonang's birthday. So there you have it. All the queens.
Okay.
Cancerians with the lovers. But anyway, Maromza, how was your week?
My week was cool because I told you, I'm not bragging, but I actually am on leave the whole of June. So this is my last week. So I'm going to go back to suits next week. And I really don't know how to feel as well. But anyway, I'm not complaining. God has been providing and God has been good. And I'm happy.
Yeah.
And you ask me, I always say your happiness must be independent of what goes on in your life. You gotta be happy by choice. You gotta be happy for no reason, because when adversity comes, it doesn't knock.
Yeah, you just preached there you just went to church like immediately.
Yeah. Well, tell us about you. I know your week is always exciting. So what how was your week?
Can I tell you the funniest thing? The funniest thing is that the week was packed, obviously, because I was working, shooting and all of that.
Yeah.
And yes, I did go to a funeral yesterday, this weekend.
Don't get distracted. People
are dying. I won't get distracted. People are dying. But I went to a funeral as well. But now, the past 2 weeks have been so hectic that I forgot to invoice.
People with money.
So, no, listen. Guys, I'll
never forget how to invoice.
I forgot to invoice, and not just one.
Yeah.
All of my invoices.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting paid this month.
Huh.
Because I didn't send invoices. So I have to wait another month. And you know when I'm like, okay, guys, I'm taking e-wallets. It's my birthday next week and I need to do something nice. And now I don't have money. So if you know me and you love me, hint, hint, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
Do the thing that makes it the most.
Yes.
And of course, today's such a good day. Guys, you know when you're sitting in front of a hot man, it's such, I can't control myself. I get to think I get that. Like Tembisi Eta said, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that was the week.
Yeah.
But other than that, what? Too many interesting things. Yeah. But I'll tell you when I remember.
Right.
I'll tell you when I remember.
Okay. But anyway, Banaba Shapo family, right?
The kids are fine.
Can you give me a story, Papa? You and your dad got up to?
No. What do you... we're not doing power stories today.
Yeah.
But my mom was hilarious this weekend. Her siblings came over as well. Because, you know, we're such a big family. So my mom and her siblings, her sisters came to got together, so they came to my mother's house and I was there with all of my siblings because it was one of my uncles passed, so we went home for the funeral. But what I like about my family is that we know how to party. It doesn't matter where we are. We always have a good time. We hang together. We hang out together. And that's one of the things that I've been blessed with, that I'm grateful for, that, you know, we are, I think I've got the best siblings in the world. It's not like I was going to choose other siblings.
No, you do. I agree.
Yes, I do. Yeah. And yeah, where my siblings are, there's definitely a party. Definitely a party. So, yeah, we had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, right back to the show.
Right back to the show.
Today, we are talking to a world traveler. I call him a cosmopolitan.
Okay.
A cosmopolite.
Okay. Before you go anywhere, I'm going to ask you to do the intro, because if you ask me...
No. You have to do the intro.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm doing the business part of it.
Okay, yes. Fine.
Yeah. You know, sometimes... This is what I think of our guest.
Yeah.
Right. We don't know each other personally. We have been. Ooh. Yes. We have been in the same... we've attended quite a lot of events together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the events was at the SABC. Back then, it was hosted by Nando's, and they were hosting all the
hot
gorgeous...
guys.
Yeah, the hot guys. Mm. And then we were all there. Mm. Well, I'm not saying I'm hot.
Well, he had to be there. I'm not sure about you. You were plus one.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You were definitely a plus one.
And then we were
there.
But also, I think one thing that you got to appreciate about our guest today is his diplomacy and ambassadorship of handling himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who get booked by just how they conduct themselves. Because I believe he always gets booked because of his character. Not, you know, looks and how handsome he is a bonus. But when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, it gives you grace and favor in everything you do.
You're preaching one more time.
Relax. So my point is, watching people from afar, that's one of the things that I see. He's got a lot of favor. And he is at a point in his career, obviously, correct us. He's at a point in his career where he doesn't go for auditions. He gets called to come and do certain adverts certain projects because of his, you know. And then I also took a chance one day, and then we went, and I think we all had to audition for, I don't know if you remember our guest, the Pyramids of Giza. We all had to audition. It was the most difficult, and we auditioned, and then actually after everybody failed, he was called in. He actually saved the day. So that's what I know about your work, and God has really been good, and you are the testimony. Anyway, let's introduce our guest. Ooh,
faint, like, I hope you guys will forgive me.
Palisa must hook us up with water. We have a situation here.
Yeah, it's too hot, guys. I can't do it. Okay.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let me go a nice... Because clearly our drum roll has a... Yeah, there we go.
In studio today.
Yes.
We have... the gorgeous.
Yes.
The sexy.
Mm.
One of the most amazing kisses I've ever kissed.
Oh, right.
The flawless.
Yeah.
The sexy hands.
Yeah.
The...
Keep talking.
The beautiful skin.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so vain today. I can't even think of anything deep. I'm just describing this poor man's physics. Physique. I'm just like, yeah.
Keep going, Pella. My
I'm
drum
trying.
Roll is
I'm trying. I told you today I'm going to fail. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The amazing.
Yeah.
The author.
Yeah.
The philanthropist.
The heartthrob.
The heartthrob.
Yes.
The sex ambassador.
Yes.
The gorgeousness ambassador.
Housewife.
The look good ambassador. Mm. The player of the players ambassador.
Yes.
The one who's more than refined.
Yes.
He's more refined than Jesus.
Plays on a world stage.
On world stage. He's all over your TV.
Yeah.
He's all over your radio.
People pay him to have him.
Yes. Can he be all over me?
I won't be responsible for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Steve L. Mark.
Yeah. Welcome. Oh my God. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Awesome, I forgot to say, and the voice.
Voice.
Steve L., say hello again.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted to be belighted.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Steve L.
Rooms.
Yes. How's it, my darling?
I am good.
Yeah, well.
Oh, so suddenly the voice changes.
Yes.
Oh.
Abatun, can you leave me alone?
No, I was just observing.
Yeah.
Okay,
Stivell. Yes. Okay, I don't know if are we even going to talk about the book today as well? We are. We're going to talk about everything.
All-inclusive conversation.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Well, by the way, in case you forgot, you are in studio with Rami and Romeo.
Yeah.
On Belighted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I kind of lost focus there. Yo, guys, now you're going to have to forgive me. The focus is completely lost. You don't know how Stivell looks, guys. He is wearing a suit.
Yeah.
He's wearing a shirt
such
and
an
a
effort.
Tie.
Such an
goodness.
Effort.
His hands are like perfectly manicured.
You know the saying.
It's
you...
like, I know where I want to put those hands. I know where I want to put them. And
yeah, you know the saying, well, dress the way you want to be addressed.
Yeah.
Steve, I still have to decide whether I prefer you with clothes on or clothes off. I'm not
both,
sure.
Both is welcome.
But both is
always welcome.
Yeah,
me. It's
I think
okay.
both
it's
is good.
Okay. I mean,
okay,
you and
fine.
I, we're good.
We're good.
You and I, we're good.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Guy.
I mean,
okay.
Know, it's
welcome
right.
to Belighted.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I know. Okay, Romeo, you must just take over. I'm just going to look at Stivell.
All right. So, my brother.
Yes, sir. Well, firstly, thank you. Thank you for your kind gestures and compliments at the top of the show. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. You're
thank
welcome.
You.
All I'm saying is when people are not saying a lot,
yeah,
they are saying something.
Yes, I completely agree.
And your conduct and you know, your faithfulness when nobody's watching radiates on the outside.
Yes, yeah, thank you.
What you see, this is what you live when the world closes in, or
yeah.
when you close your door at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big lesson for people to learn. You know, you cannot have these multiple personalities. You know, when you are at home, you know, you behave in a certain way. Mm-hmm. When you are on the street, you behave in a certain
absolutely.
Way.
I mean, Rumi will tell you that's only for the silver of the big screen. These multiple personalities.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you. Well, Stivell, okay, I'm not going to tell people the last time we were together. Okay, I'll kind of tell the story. And I brought my book, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank
if you don't know, Stivell wrote a book, guys. It's called The Refined Player. Sex, yeah. Lies, and Dates. Mm.
Mm.
180 degrees.
Yes.
Got a flat. Boo. Flat out. He went out. He really, really went out. It's an imprint. It's from Blackbird Books. Remember Blackbird?
Tabby so much happy.
Yeah. Mm. In fact, this was Blackbird's first book.
Absolutely.
Oh, this. Interesting.
Yes, yeah, okay. It was Blackbird's first book.
Mm.
That was a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah. Mm.
But, Stivell and I, we meet in weird corridors, by the way. Oh, gosh, I feel so naked right now. But let me tell you, okay, fine, because it won't make sense if I don't tell the stories.
Yeah.
Stivell and I, we do a lot of sex talks. Mm. With Mapaseka as
Kaya,
well.
On
Kaya with Mapaseka.
Mm.
And we do sex tips.
Mm.
Not just sex talk and sex tips. But one of the biggest moments, I think I had a filled day with Stivell was, two and a half years ago.
Yeah.
Ladies had gotten together and they wanted...
Ladies' bits.
Yeah, that's what it was called. Lady bits with Dr. T, Tlalemofokeng, and right. Tabiso as well.
Mm.
And my job that day, I said my job. Did
your
you
job.
Hear that? My job that day was to teach the ladies how to give a blowjob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
It's out there now.
Okay.
And no, guys, don't go ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't give Stivell one. I'm just saying that was my job that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do two things.
Mm.
How to give a blowjob
and
how to kiss.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then when it came to kissing, obviously, I had to find someone to kiss. And guess
who
was there? Stivell was there.
Such convenience.
I know.
Lucky you.
I know.
You break women's hearts.
Mm.
Listen,
how can you?
Listen, because I remember when we started, I kept to say, okay, guys, which one of you wants to come to the front to do a demo?
Right.
They're all like all shy. We're like, no. Mm. Oh no.
This was like a live show.
Yes. It was at an event in Midrand.
Right.
Mm. And all these girls are like, oh no, we don't wanna do that. I feel they were feeling so uncomfortable. But anyway, then I got Stivell to come on stage. And obviously I started doing all different like the stages of kissing, like from the dry kiss to
all
the
Romeo,
way
man. Oh Romeo, man. Listen, brother. Listen. Man.
What?
She talks about me, brother. Listen. You better pack a meal when you come around here, boy. This ain't going to be over quick.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, but all I can tell is that Steve is an amazing kisser.
Well, thank you.
He is beautiful. I enjoyed kissing you so much.
Well, I enjoyed kissing you too. You know, it takes two to make that kiss perfect. You can only react to, I believe kissing is a stimulus response.
Yeah, no, it was.
People should see where I'm sitting and the conversation is going. But what
I wanted to say about that day is that after we kissed, everyone else was like, does anyone want to? Everyone's hands went up. Like, yes,
everyone's
me.
Hands up.
Me. They're me. I want to kiss him. Everyone wanted to kiss him.
Hey.
That's how hot it was.
Okay.
That's how hot it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, obviously then I got my book. I went to his book launch and he wrote a message for me. I was expecting something that, you are an amazing friend and this and this and that.
Yeah.
And Stivell wrote to Rami, you are an incredible kisser.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all he wrote.
Yeah.
Like to other people, it's like, may your future be bright.
No.
He went for the jack, like he went straight.
I believe, and I did that for a reason. And it's interesting you spoke about being in a confident area earlier, because I think so often that's where we fail in our relationships.
Yeah.
We forget to remind our partners just how good they are at things. We become so, as the old saying goes, familiarity breeds contempt.
Contempt.
You know, so we get into that space where we become so comfortable that we forget to just remind our partner, hey, last night was amazing. I think you're an incredible kisser. I mean, I could be across the room right now, just tantric sex. That's what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling
you. Know what
you.
I mean? A lot of people just gotta always.
What are you doing after the show?
We need to swap seats. I think I need to go sit there. You guys are locking eyes. No. This is a problem.
That's a whole session going.
No, but we've never had. There hasn't been. Listen, I mean, Stivell is sexy. He uses a lot of sex appeal.
Yes.
But there's never been a moment where I've been with Stivell in the room.
Yeah.
And we didn't have.
It has to be.
So I actually started this thing where my partner and I, we do what we call goodness checks.
Okay.
And it borrows from what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And goodness check happens once a week, especially towards the end of the week, to say, let me tell you, as my partner, what I observed, all the good things you did for me this week, or you did for our relationship, or you did for our kids, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a deliberate action of goodness to say, allow me to paint a picture of how good you are to us, to me, to our children.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's such a beautiful exercise because they would actually never thought I saw them, but I did. In fact, sometimes they think, no, but I actually just do this thing. I didn't realize it was that good.
But you see, what that becomes now is an attitude of gratitude. And what that means is it becomes a lifestyle.
Yeah.
True.
You see, people often think that you go to the gym only to look a certain way.
Yeah.
Not realizing that what you have to, gymming has to be a lifestyle for you to enjoy that.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being healthy has to be a lifestyle for you to enjoy that.
Yeah.
So it's you taking a moment to say, all right, this is gratitude.
Yeah.
And people do take that for granted, not realizing it's a moment to say, okay, I acknowledge you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Because if we don't acknowledge those things, again, it's kind of like what you were saying earlier. I'm over there. She's with you every day. Yeah, you're just Romeo. Yeah. Hey, Romeo. You're just Romeo. Yeah. Right? And then I come in the room and it's kind of like, oh my God, hey. You know, and it's kind of like what husbands and wives go through.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, we forget to say, honey, you look amazing in that dress.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we say it, honey, you look amazing in that dress.
Yeah.
And she go, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
And then she gets back and she's like, oh my gosh, honey, you should have seen the men at work today, how they were carrying on about my dress. You know, so we can't be so comfortable, because the moment we get too relaxed and taking things for granted, that's where the exterior comes into our circle.
That's so true.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay, let's start from the beginning.
Yes, we invited you here to talk about the awesome work that you do.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
I think Spartan, let's start from scratch.
Let's start from scratch. Yes. Stivell Mark. Yeah.
Where is Puleng? Is Puleng not sending us a message? She would have. This is Stivell we'll be talking about. So if you want to interact with Stivell, 0797482090. That's 0797482090. You can send us a question, send us a comment, send us your Stivell moment, or send us a moment where you were
Stivell.
Markified.
Where you were marked.
Tell us if you've kissed Stivell. That's crazy.
Yes.
I think that would be awesome.
All right.
Stivell Mark.
Yes.
Let's start from the beginning.
Yes.
This man is from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Love that place there. Man, I love that.
And Stivell Mark, son of Donald.
Yeah. Man of victory.
Man of victory.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's Stivell.
Mm. Yeah.
So tell us a bit about your upbringing. I mean,
So, I mean, pretty amazing upbringing, if you may. I mean, I didn't experience my mom and my dad living together as a kid.
Yeah.
Summers were with my dad. The rest of the year was with my mom. So, you know, it was flavored. It was nicely mixed up because they were living in the same city, same district, if you may. So literally it was a walk. You know, in fact, if I was at school, like, you know, it's literally 15 minutes to get to my dad. But in terms of where I was living, I was with my mom. What Woolies call organic now. That's kind of like my lifestyle upbringing. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like I'm sitting outside. Oh, there's mangoes. Oh, there are oranges on the tree. Oh, there's bananas over there. Oh, pineapples. Mm. So that's my lifestyle. I feel like I literally grew up in the Garden of Eden, man. It was
your mom was a farmer.
Oh, you just my dad.
Your dad was a farmer.
Yeah, my dad. Yeah.
Yes. I remember that you were like a farm baby, and you just like.
Yeah, man. Everything is there. But Jamaica is so tropical on its own, anyway.
Is.
So literally, you're going over to Romeo's house, and he's got stuff in his yard. Oh, let's go to Romeo.
Yeah.
He's got stuff over. Yeah, so I mean, you literally grow up on.
So
these
you can
things.
Take 10 mangoes across.
Yeah,
to get
your mom's friend can whoop your butt if you've been naughty.
Oh,
like, you know, it's kind of, yeah, and you
true,
get home, you're like, but Rumi beat me. She's like, what did you do? Yeah, you know what I mean. So
no, but guys. Just go back and do you know how Stivell, he doesn't call me Rami, he calls it Rumi.
Yeah, man.
I got a Jamaican name.
But that's the uniqueness of it.
I know. Yeah, because someone might be thinking he's not getting his name her name right. I'm like, he cannot.
But you see, I actually observed and it's consistent, so it must
is,
be right.
It is.
Yeah, it's kind of where we are. Yeah.
That's where we are.
Yeah.
So okay, now then. Okay, there's no time. Then we want. I want to talk about when you started modeling and.
Okay, all right. Just give me a quick little tip.
Break it down. LA.
Again. So here I am in high school. I went to one of the most amazing high schools, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is Titchfield High School, which is literally smack dead on an old port. So literally, you're overlooking the ocean.
Oh, wow.
It's just right there. Mm. So here I am, final year of high school. My history teacher had a friend by the name of Dwight Peters, and he came in and he was doing his model search. And then he was just like, look, man, I think you have an amazing face. The whole room was like, what? Because you don't say that kind of thing in Jamaica. You know what I mean? Like, you know? So, and he was like, oh, don't be stupid. I'm a scout. I have to look at face. We're like, well, you got to point it out, brother. You got to put it up at the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then that was the Wednesday. By Friday, I was on national TV. Like, it was that quick for me.
Wow.
Yeah, it was that quick. Yeah, I was already advertising Guess jeans immediately that Friday. You get back to school, your friends are like, yo, man, that was dope on TV. You're like, I know, right? But, you know,
but how old were you then?
Jeez, man, I was 16 going on 17 at that time. Actually, no, I was 15 going on 16. Mm. So right there now, then this guy was like, look, man, the only way for me to show you what I see is for us to just get a photo shoot done.
Okay.
And I was very fortunate at the time. I had a photographer by the name of Ron Contarsi out of Paris, or Paris, if you may.
Mm.
And Taryn Mays, who at the time was styling, he was styling your Tyson Beckfords. He was styling your Naomi Campbells. He was styling your Tyra Banks. So the old school, you know what I mean?
Right,
so we
right.
were just fortunate to have this dude come out of Jamaica. And what it was, or what made it so enticing for them, we were like, look, here are 40 fresh faces trying to get into the market.
Yeah.
Right.
Take a vacation to Jamaica. We'll pay for that vacation.
What?
And we'll still get to pay you guys something from the shoot.
Mm.
So, I mean, Ren Contarsi was the guy that you had to go through 40 test shoots before you get to. You don't get a starter model testing with this guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So right away, he took all these pictures and he was like, all right, cool. London wants you. New York wants you. South Africa wants you. Asia
LA
wants
you.
Yeah. Where do you want to go?
You actually had
literally,
the choice.
Yeah. It was like, where do you want to go?
Let me interject there. there's a difference between people who are at the right place at the right time.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely.
And then there are people who have to struggle their way to the top.
Yeah.
You know, given where you are today, mm-hmm. and someone is trying to get to your level, but,
yeah.
you know, they've had to go through more rejections
mm-hmm.
than, you know, a yes.
Yeah.
You know, how would you, if you had to take a helicopter view.
Yeah.
of that journey.
Yeah.
What would your intelligent advice
be? Oh, man. Embrace the rejection, man.
Yeah.
Embrace the rejection. I got it, especially in our field.
Mm.
Because if there's one thing I'm grateful for the person I am today, is to not take rejection personally.
Okay.
Because that's who we are as actors.
Mm.
Every time you go in there for that audition, it's kind of like, yeah, sorry, you're not what we're looking for at the moment.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
And that's exactly that. That's absolutely.
And then you clock
you.
It some other time. So that you kind of put that into your own personal life,
mm.
where that means you don't give up for anything. You just keep going.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You just keep going. Mm. And I mean, you could sit and find, I was discovered. I didn't have to go into an agency going, hey, I want to be a model.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that in itself, I guess, kind of gave you a certain amount of confidence. But remember, that's just the journey starting.
Mm.
You know, so when you have all these options now, you got to go. Because, and I guess I had a great management team behind me too. Because yeah. they're like, look, I know your first option is probably going to want to be New York. Mm. It's probably going to want to be Paris and Asia and all these
right,
places.
Right.
But we want to actually send you to South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. And at the time, because South Africa was what we're calling in, at the time, it was a market to break into.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the black models, black, everybody was coming out here from the
yeah.
U.S. and
true,
everywhere else
true.
Because mm. we were just breaking into, we had Pace magazine that's not even
yeah.
around anymore,
yeah.
True Love magazine, all these magazines were here.
Yeah.
So for a black model, it was like the perfect place to come to build
right.
your portfolio,
yeah. right. and then
or what we
out.
Call tear
yeah.
sheets.
Mm.
Yeah. Now you can go back to Sean John at the time. I was
yeah.
walking
yeah.
to Sean John, I was walking to Gucci
dude,
as a working
you,
yeah. model,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, well, the first time I saw you was actually on one of the fashion rhymes. I was mm-hmm. like, yo. did they make him like that or did he arrive like that?
I arrived like that because I had to make me like that.
Yeah.
You see
Listen,
what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
yeah.
and I mean, at that time, I didn't even know how old you were then,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, we're just looking at you. I mean, you walked out. I think you did one. You're one of the showstoppers. You were doing the last, yeah, the showstopper.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember for which designer. And we're just like looking at you. And everyone was like, hi, guys. Where's this guy coming from? And you know, when you don't even smile, you just walk. Like, you
oh, yeah,
look,
man.
Yeah,
you know,
you do that thing.
You kind of ask the designer backstage, what do you want?
Yes,
what are we looking for here? What are we selling?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you'll find that my walk or my energy or my personality on the ramp will be based on the brief that I've been given backstage.
Yeah,
and sometimes
true.
You just got to feel. Like, I'm
yeah.
never going to walk the way I do in a suit.
Yeah.
In casual wear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes no
true.
Sense. My
true.
Swagger is going to change.
Yeah.
My whole vibe is going to
yeah.
change.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, Fashion Week, they probably don't want you to be smiling. They probably
no,
don't want
they
you
don't.
Necessarily.
Never.
I mean,
yeah.
I've gone against all those, man.
Yeah.
There are times when I've literally broken out in a dance
mm.
on a ramp because
yeah.
that's what I felt in that moment.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. you did.
You know what I mean? That's just that's kind of what I felt. Like, I'm just like, man, listen,
yeah.
this is what I feel.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know,
then you confidently walk in underway. And
yeah,
then,
but again, like, if you put in the work where you've been at the gym, you've been doing your thing, and people
yeah.
don't realize, I'm one of the, I'm so shy.
Mm.
Like, you will never.
Don't lie.
I promise
yeah.
you.
Don't lie.
When you see me in the gym,
yeah.
I promise you, right, you would think
okay,
I'm an athlete.
Gym.
Yeah.
Like, I have my underarms on, I have my underlegs on, I'm covered, like, covered
all over.
Yeah.
All over.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people like
there.
No, because
like
I can't do the sweat thing.
Yeah.
I hate that sweat thing.
Mm.
I don't
yeah.
want my sweat to mix with your sweat. The only time my sweat's supposed to mix with your sweat is baby when we, you know.
What are we doing the duty?
Come on.
So let's talk about how long it took you to
yeah.
get to where you are. You know, people see the outcome. They
yeah,
see
the end
this
result.
Person,
mm-hmm.
you know, all ripped and
yeah.
you know, all clean and all that.
Yeah.
But you find that even when you go to like motivational talks,
yeah.
a lot of speakers would never spend time going through the rubble
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
of what
mm-hmm.
it took to get to the jewel.
The way I look at that is to say, obedience has nothing to do with how you feel.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. Obedience
yeah.
has nothing to do with how you feel.
Yeah.
If I want a six pack and to maintain that, I have to eat right. I have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
That part is done.
Mm.
Excuse me. When we got out and they were like, look, in fact, I'm the total opposite of what they told me. Coming
mm.
into the industry.
Right.
They told me I'd be more editorial than
mm-hmm.
I would be commercial.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the total opposite. I've been far more commercial than I've been editorial. In fact, I can count the editorial work I've done.
Mm. No, we can't count. It's too much.
Well, it's I'm just saying, like, when you look at it in comparison to the people who are doing editorial work, like magazine work. And then you also thought, well, the magazine stuff is what pays. Actually, no, the commercial is what pays.
Correct.
The movie is what pays.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The soap is what pays. And it's a little bit different here. But the point is that I had to respect the craft. So when I was told, look, and I'm kind of one of those people, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a perfectionist, but I want to do it at the best of my ability.
Correct, yeah.
So when I was told, look, you have something. So when I go for auditions and I get a call back, my questions were, but why didn't I book that job? But you called me back because you're saying there was something there.
Yes.
So what I used to do on the Lolo was to say to my agent, please can you reach out to the client for me and find out why I didn't book that job?
Mm-hmm.
Why did the casting director have to say from the client?
Yeah.
And, you know, so then I realized, okay, cool. There's something there, but it's not quite refined yet.
Yes.
And that's where I decided, okay, cool. New York Film Academy.
Yeah.
So that's why I went and studied film.
So you invest in yourself.
You have to. Definitely. You have to. Mm. You have to. It's a whole lifestyle.
Mm.
You're being. I asked a friend yesterday, what is life?
Mm.
And you know, probably off the top answer would be existence.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But for me, life is existing in awe to be awesomely blessed.
Yeah.
Because for me to be in awe, it means I have a reverential fear and respect.
Correct.
And and there's only one person I have that respect for, and that would be God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So which means then I have to exist in God to be godly blessed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how I approach everything I do.
Okay.
Everything.
Mm.
Yeah, and in your book you do mention that. Okay, we have to talk about your book. I'm looking at the time, I'm like, oh gosh, so much to cover.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. So you decided to write The Refined Player.
Mm-hmm.
First, I don't know what you were thinking.
Yeah.
But you do say in your book, a whole lot of things were happening in your life because someone asked how many women have you slept with?
Yeah.
Okay. And you couldn't...
Which was a random question. And even writing the book, again, I just feel like going back to your question.
Yeah.
You know, you have to approach everything as an open canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Talent and gifts are limited. Mm. Opportunities are forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even my prayers in the morning, Lord, give me ability to meet my opportunities.
Yeah. Right.
Don't give me opportunities to meet my abilities because then I'm limited.
Yeah.
So even with this book, I was literally coming out of the gym. I just finished listening to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was like, he just asked three things. If you had to die today, what would be your legacy? What would you be most comfortable with to say I did my job? And I was like, I can't put my finger on that. Like, I don't have that one thing where I'm like,
I left
that in the world.
Mm. Yeah.
And I remember calling my brother and I was like, hey, I'm going to write a book.
Yeah.
He was like, man, you didn't study literature. You didn't go to know. How are you going to write a book? And it was like a moment, literally in that he switched. Like seconds. He was like, you should write it.
Yeah,
I'm like, but then I became the one doubtful. I'm like, but I don't know what the chapters are gonna look like. How many pages make a chapter? He was like, man,
just write.
Yeah,
just write.
Yeah.
Editors will go through that later. Just write.
Mm.
And so I had no dreams of writing a book.
Yeah,
but what I thought was, what was the one thing people are always saying to you? Women are always saying to me, man, you should teach men how to treat women.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you start down, you say, but surely
Can I just say, Steve L, you need to teach men how to treat women.
Well, you see, well, thank you. But what it was now, Romeo, is me going, but how do I say to Romeo, like, this is how you treat your woman? He firstly, especially in the South Africa thing, where men are so culturally, inclined. So it's like, oh, no, you'd never just step up to your baba and just say, hey, I think, you're keeping in your zone.
Yeah.
But I had to just forget all that again and just write.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It was just to write. And I think that goes back to the fact that I grew up with my mom and my aunt and all these women around me.
Yeah.
So I was never threatened by a woman's
sexuality.
You know what I mean? A woman's sexuality or the success that they have.
Yeah.
Because my mom's successful. My aunt's successful. Everybody doing their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the one thing is that it now has you in the zone where you respect women a certain way.
Yeah.
That's where you realize women are the nurturers of your soul.
Yeah.
You ever notice that the most hardened criminals, no matter what they've been doing, it's only a woman that could always bring them to their knees?
Yeah. Yeah.
You tell me, brother.
Yeah.
So how can you not respect that kind of power?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? So I don't. For me, I love cheering on women.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I love being your greatest fan. And why wouldn't you be your woman's greatest fan? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
You have to be her greatest fan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That for me is where the balance is in that.
Yeah.
So I think it's just that reverential respect to say, okay, cool. because I've been in this situation and I was brought up like this, then I know how to understand that a woman's success doesn't threaten me.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't feel threatened. Like, why should she apologize for her success? Mm. Why should a woman ever dumb down before I go, okay, I feel less emasculated. Yeah. I can now be your man. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We are in this together. Like, I'm 21st century like that. All right, baby, you're going to get home before me today. It's cool. You can handle the cooking.
Yeah.
All right? Mm. I'm going to be home before you today. I'll handle the cooking.
Yeah.
Baby, I know it's my day to cook, but look, I got so much work going on. You mind if we get some takeouts?
Yeah.
What do you feel like?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But not that thing of, no, you're the woman, you're going to cook, you're going to clean. No, 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 no. How about we stop giving each other responsibility? Let's take care of each other.
Yeah.
Let me borrow from that as well. Perhaps a belighted moment.
No, from your love's borrowing.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Yeah. Belighted moment.
Yeah.
So you have a challenge and a struggle between couples where, you know, the lady earns more than the guy.
Yeah.
And they go through those struggles of the balance between, you know, you are my man, I'm your woman, and so forth. And and you just spoke about, you know, not as a man, not being threatened by woman's success. But then how, as men sitting in a room, and a typical brother is going through that, well, it actually feels threatened.
No, and that's always going to happen, Romeo. Mm. That's always going to happen because remember, if especially if you were brought up in a Christian doctrine,
yeah.
Your whole thing is that as a man, I need to take care of my
family.
Need
to provide. Yeah.
I need to be a provider. Yeah. That's even a better word, a provider.
Yeah.
So I always say, if she doesn't make you feel some kind of way, why are you making it some kind of way? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we're home as husband and wife and she's not over here going, but you don't earn nothing around here.
Yeah.
That bread, I bought it.
Yeah.
Your car you're driving, I bought it.
Yeah.
If she's not in your face like that, if she's there supporting you, you know what I mean? Why aren't you saying, baby, your success.
Yeah.
Teach me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How did you do it?
How did you do that?
Why can't I, as a man, be humble enough to say, no, my woman is great at this.
Okay.
And I actually want to learn, not to compete.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to compete with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never, ever, ever want to compete with your woman. Why? We are partners.
Yeah.
We are partners.
Yeah.
It's a difference between her going, you know, I find an opportunity for me to make some money. I find an opportunity for me to get better. No, she's going, honey, I have an opportunity for us to get better.
Yeah,
right.
So you have to get rid of that thing. Let it inspire you. Don't let it ruin you.
Yeah.
Let it inspire you.
Mm.
Don't sit there going, yeah, but she's earning more. No, she did not. Because here's the thing. And I think there's a thin line between saying women love blesses.
Yeah.
No. Mm. I think a woman wants to feel secure.
Yeah.
Right. She wants to know that if I get pregnant right now, you can take care of our kids.
Yeah.
She wants to know if I can't bring in the bread tomorrow, you can handle the bread for just this time around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the same thing for a guy.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't understand where men actually say to women, no, you're not going to work. When did you become God? To say to a woman she can't be working.
Bad.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If she wants, I mean, come on. But can you imagine, honey? You want to buy baby a gift.
Yeah.
And you got to ask baby for money to buy baby a gift. That don't make no sense. If you want to work, go work.
Yeah,
so I
you do often talk about it in Money.
I'm just
saying, one of the chapters.
Yeah, if you want to go work, go work.
Yeah.
Yeah. We in the corporate, we have what we call a bus hit strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And a bus hit strategy is that, you know, you need to allow your woman to work. Because if you get hit by a bus, then, you know, life can continue.
But here's the thing. Do you know how fair it is?
It's not even allowing. She must just do what she wants.
She must.
Here's the thing.
And you are so right.
For me,
because now, can you imagine if you drop, okay, you're not gonna drop dead, but I mean, if things, we touch wood, but
it's that thing where I'm saying, if you train your woman, then so here it is, you take away her independence, you're saying you can't work, you can't do nothing, you're the provider in a family, and then something like that happened. Do you know how unfair that is to your wife and your children?
Do you know
how unfair that is? Yes,
it is irresponsible.
It is. I'm saying it. If we're gonna get to the point where we've earned enough money, baby, and you said, "Look, baby, I don't want to be working. I want to help."
Yeah.
Hey. At least it's your decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we sat down as a family and I go, well, you know, we're already at this level.
Mm.
I can keep working balances out for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And should something happen to me, this will still cover the family.
Yeah.
It's like I always say to my guy friends, the most important decision you could ever make in your life, my brother, is who mothers your child.
Yeah.
Who mothers your child.
Mm. Yeah.
And same for a woman, it's who fathers your child.
Mm.
Yeah.
We don't realize kids come into this world as blank canvases.
Yeah.
And everything that they are is based on what they see around them.
True.
It's as straightforward as that.
It is.
Before we forget, and we probably will forget, where do people get hold of your book?
Oh, man, exclusive books. Otherwise, you could just go onto the website, therefinedplayer.com. You could hit me up on social media. We'll make sure you get your copy. You could order it through Take a Lot. Like, it's a worldwide, a global book. It's not one of those that was published by myself. You know what I mean? So it's everywhere. It's global.
Yeah. You know, I did enjoy reading your book. And sometimes I would, I mean, there are some chapters that I had to go back and I go like, ha! Steve Elevan, yo, this guy, you know, like I couldn't believe it. Like you wrote it so honestly and so raw. Yeah. It is like after reading, I just feel like I know you.
Thank you.
And even when you say you sat down and wondered like how many women you've slept with, and you were like 180. I was like, I can be 81, 181. Yeah, I'm okay.
But you know what's weird about that though? Yeah. I had so many women coming at me after that, going,
I know,
I want to be your next number. Realizing that it wasn't a number thing for me.
It's not.
You know what I mean?
I didn't have that book going.
I have to be Romy. It wasn't anything like that.
That waist been working over time.
That waist was just traveling the world and realizing everybody just, we were just here having a good time.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? We're here having a good time. And one of the decisions I made from the get-go with this book was to say, if you had to pick up the dictionary at any point, I failed.
Okay.
I wanted it to be, I'm sitting here having a conversation.
True. Mm. Yes,
why are we using big words that nobody can understand?
Yeah.
Why are we going, oh, that's so peculiar, when we can just say, that's so strange?
Yeah.
you understand what I'm saying? I want it to be so simple and for it to be a straightforward read. And it's interesting for me because first people are like, oh man, but your book is so similar to Steve Harvey's. Upon hearing about it, and I'm like, actually, no, it's not.
Now that people are in the book,
people are going, listen, the perfect books for any relationship is The Refined Player, Sex, Lies, and Dates, and The Five Love Languages.
Yeah.
You put them two together, you are good. Yeah. You don't need nothing else in life.
Mm. Because you also, there's a table at the back of the book.
Oh, man, that's one of my favorite things. So many people love that table, too.
This table is like one of the best. It's like a whole kind of summary of how to, like, what he says and what he means and what she says and what he means, you know?
Okay.
And I mean, obviously, we've got like basic things like respect, love, honesty.
But you know what's funny about that? So many people take that for granted.
Mm. True.
Because here's the thing about it: women are nurturers.
Yeah.
So therefore, they calculate this on a scale that men never do.
Yeah, and especially when you talk about intuition.
Absolutely.
Between men and women.
No, absolutely. We just kind of go boom, 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 boom. That's men. Physical, 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 physical.
Yeah.
Women are like, no. Emotional, 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 mixed with the physical, and that's how we get to here.
Yeah.
Like, it's calculated down to the last T. So, what you find is that she's sitting in this relationship going, well, you don't respect me.
Mm.
And because you don't respect me, you don't love me.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I don't get no respect from you.
You ain't giving me anything.
I ain't giving you nothing. So this yin-yang continues because, you see, man, if you put 100 guys in the room, 100 guys in the room right now, and say, fellas, what do you want? Love or respect? Bro, give him my respect. Keep that love.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
A woman will say, can I have both?
Mm. Yes.
Or she will go, if you love me, you respect me.
Mm.
Fellas just translate love as respect.
Yeah.
That's it. You respect me, you love me. Done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the yin and yang continues. So if she doesn't get the love that she craves, she doesn't give back that respect that she so desperately desires.
Yeah.
And I believe the one thing that we often forget is we got to get to the base of what that love language is for our partner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're a guy that wants to see the thank yous kind of thing.
Yeah.
Baby, thank you for handling this for me this week. I really appreciate that.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many gifts you get.
Yeah.
Because she's a person that wants you to literally say the words, thank you.
Yeah.
For everything you've done this week.
Mm.
So we have to meet each other at what we communicate.
Yeah.
That language that really gets us and keeps us going.
Yeah. Mm.
I remember he said, finding the men and women we look to find begins with us. Live your life in a manner that mirrors the partner you seek to find.
Absolutely.
Mm.
You know, and then also you said, often a man's greatness is the result of the women in his life.
Absolutely.
Of the woman in his life.
Yeah, man.
Her good qualities, behavior, strength, and action complement his and help to make him great.
Mm.
Because yeah,
by the way, if you're listening, Rami is actually reading from the book.
She's talking, but she's actually reading from the book.
Exactly.
So you gotta get a copy.
So you have to get this copy. You have to read this book. I laughed so much.
Yeah.
And there are some moments where I was like, "Gag, man! I know exactly what you're talking about." Mm-hmm. You know, because some of the things they've, and I think, I think maybe that's one of the reasons someone is still single right now. Because let me tell you something. I'm being serious. Oh, by the way, the important thing, I forgot.
Did you? I did.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I did. So, and you know,
she had said she was going on a date with.
Neshe, the actor, mm-hmm, the beautiful actor, and we did. We had a day. We went to Miss South Africa's birthday something celebration. Mm-hmm. Then after that, we went to Mesh. I mean, we went out. We painted the town red.
Yeah.
I had fun. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not taking away from him. I mean, obviously, it was just that thing. We're gonna hang out. It's not like I was like, I want just to have that. It's not a relationship thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I realized that night was that
mm-hmm.
now for the first time, I walked into Mesh with a man.
Mm.
You know how many men hit on me?
Yeah.
On Saturday.
Mm.
So many. Mm. I actually thought it was the hair first. Then I realized, no, man.
I did post a picture. Hey.
Of my hair.
Yeah,
of me. Oh, gosh.
I did.
And it was insane because most of the time I go with my girlfriends.
Mm-hmm,
I will take my girls, my older girls, my daughters, and we hang out and then nothing would happen. In fact, what would happen is someone would be like, "Hi, guys, can I pay your bill?"
Yeah.
And I'd be like, "Yo, we should have ordered 10 champagnes or something." But I mean, I'm not greedy. But and then we let them, and it's all like, thank you, and I leave.
Yeah.
Listen, Saturday was a mess.
Mm. Okay.
You know, in Mesh we all have bouncers and everything, the security and everything.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's one who's called Roger. Okay, every time I walk in, Roger is assigned to me.
Okay.
But that day, Roger usually like stands in a corner like 3-4 meters away from me.
Mm.
That day, Roger was literally at the corner of a table.
Oh.
Because people kept throwing drinks at me. Guys were waving at me. I'm like, "Dude, I'm with another man. Give me a break." You know?
So the secret is in the hair.
Not even. I don't even think the secret is in the hair. Yeah. But Steve L,
you sure you didn't
you and me are going to go out.
Okay.
Because I hope you're still single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see what that was. I can explain to you what that was.
Okay, right. Tell me.
See, oftentimes we look for what we want.
Hmm.
So at that point, you have a guy who is egotistical enough to go, "I know I could take her away from him."
Uh-huh. Right.
You see? Or oftentimes you often ask, why are women so attracted to married men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the commitment. Mm-hmm. They see in him something that they desire.
Mm.
Commitment. True. He can commit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like if that rings on the finger, technically you should be going, "No," but that's
off-bound. It is
off-bound.
Attractive. Exactly, like, it is attractive.
Yeah, because you now go, okay, so he can commit.
Mm.
And I always say the respect you give to your partner when she's not around, when he or she's not around, is more important than when they're actually right there with you.
Yeah.
Because if I'm out here right now, I'm kissing on you, I'm squeezing on you.
Yeah.
Next week I see you and I'm like, that's my girl. You got, right.
Yeah.
And she's going to be disrespectful to her because it's kind of like, but you last week you were like.
But we were kissing.
You know what I'm saying? So it that's what it comes down to. But also you got to figure out what is important to you. I always say you can't go into a relationship and then try to figure out what kind of relationship you want.
Yeah.
You got to have an idea of the relationship you want before the relationship.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm singing. Yeah, I know what I want.
but that's the thing.
I know who I want.
But you see, but here's the thing.
Okay. We'll take that offline.
Never mind. Okay, fine.
But you see, you got to find a balance
offline.
In that too.
Okay,
you know, because then you got to figure out what do I want?
Yeah.
Do I want a woman that's sexually appealing? Do I want a woman that's intelligent?
Mm.
So if I want intelligence, then probably a better place to go on a date is the zoo. Because then I'm forced to speak.
Yeah, true.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Going to the movies ain't no date, man.
Yeah,
you can't talk about nothing in that movie.
Yeah, because you're concentrating on
the other things. Going to MASH ain't no date unless you want to see how this person dance. Yeah.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So,
oh, no, Mutedu, you cannot dance for anything, guys. I was so disappointed. There's a time. Listen, Mutedu, you cannot dance. Mutedu stood up.
Oh.
He did one move. I said, "Sit down."
Oh, boy.
Sweetie, I am begging you.
Yeah.
Sit down. Hold my coat.
Wow.
just
why didn't you leave the coat in the coat check?
No, because it was too cold. Listen, I was wearing a short dress.
Why?
Because...
Why?
Why was I wearing a short dress?
Yes, why?
Because that's what I felt like wearing.
But you know it was cold.
Because that's why I had a coat on.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a dress coat.
I'm always asking this question. Yeah. I'm always okay, but you know what kind of weather it is outside.
I know.
Or unless you wanted to show off the minimums. You're like, well, I know you're going to see these thighs. I'm gonna make sure you see the stomach.
It was just the legs showing. But
you do believe your legs are sexy.
No, they are.
You see what
no,
I'm you see that, you see
I
no,
get
no, no.
You, I get
because
you.
People always show off their strong points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oftentimes if a guy thinks he's got a nice chest, some nice arms, you're gonna find him in a t-shirt. No matter how cold it is out there.
Yes, my brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Funny thing is that but it's on Saturday it was just a coincidence. I actually wanted to wear jeans and I thought maybe I could go home and then change first because it was, remember, I went to the Miss South Africa thing. It was cocktail dresses.
All right. Okay, makes sense. Right.
So
makes sense.
That's why I had to wear a little black number.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
Do you know that? So guys have an idea of what the date should come out looking like.
Yeah.
Idea. Operative word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women know what the date is going to come out looking like.
Mm. Yeah. True.
And every now and then, based on that little magic that sparkles.
Don't look at me like that. Stop it.
That day changes right in between. In the midst of it.
Stop it.
It's oftentimes that moment in the midst of that dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're just able to be honest. Remy, you know what? I'm sitting across here and I'm dying to find out what your lips taste like.
Yeah.
Because it throws off the whole, you know what I mean? Because I always say people meet we meet our PAs on the first date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. It's kind of like, so how was your day? Day was good.
Yeah.
Really what I'm thinking is, ooh, her lips. So how are you finding her job? I'm trying to show you what happens.
I know, but okay, but can you pick another sport? Because
no, I like
I know you're obsessed.
No, your lips
I know
are good.
You're obsessed
no, your
with
lips
the lips.
No, your lips are good.
Oh, gosh.
And then,
okay.
No, what I'm saying is what guys think about. We're going through this whole motion. So okay, so you love your job, huh? Okay. Man, I wonder what those boobies would be like. You know what I mean? So, and sometimes a woman is thinking that way too. Look at his teeth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look at the way he speaks, or look at the way he. So, and then if we like each other, we kind of go into this, we hooked up.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? True. But we don't know what we really want.
But then where do people draw a line between saying it immediately and usually everybody says
I gotta
it?
Tell you
well,
I'm
he says
guy.
It first
I gotta
day.
Tell
he
you
says
first
it first day.
Day.
No,
I tell
no,
it first
Sibel
day.
Says it first
because
day.
Because I want you to know where I am and how I stand. I don't want you to go, because oftentimes you're going to get people say, but you've changed. You're not the same person I met.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because what you did was you had this shadow of you trying to represent that you're not.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Don't show me a representative of
exactly. I want you, because for me, I got to put out the rules of engagement.
Yeah.
And the rules of engagagement are, I'm not seeing anyone right now, but I would love to get to meet you.
Yeah,
I'd love to see what's going on.
Sibel, I'm
and then
I'm
we
not
can
seeing
figure out where
right
we
now.
Are.
And I'm ready to
take
my show.
Let's take this offline.
Okay, we're going to take this offline. But
okay.
Sibel, we're going out next week.
Yes.
Listen, wait. Sibel, it's my birthday on Monday. We are going out.
What do you want to do?
Whatever it is that you want to do.
Don't say words like that.
Okay, okay, fine. Okay, we'll talk
about
it. We'll talk about
it.
But we're going out. We're going out on my birthday.
It's cute how you think I'm playing.
I wanted to congratulate you on your gig.
Yeah.
You got your gigs, some good gig in Nigeria.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, we should touch on that real quick, actually.
Yeah.
There was a film 50, made over 400 million naira in the first 2 weeks. Incredible success. Mm. I actually saw the film when I was in the US, and now they've gone ahead and they said, look, we want to make a series on this. So my character wasn't originally in the film. They've recreated this character for me.
And now you think?
Yeah, it's like 22 episodes. I got like 18 of them. So it's a pretty major
yes.
role. I got like 4 films coming out this year, which is just
Woo!
Crazy.
Wow.
3 in the US. No, actually, 3 in the US. It's 5, actually. 3 in the US and 2 here locally.
Yeah.
So I just had a premiere for Last Broken Darkness, which I think also premiered on SABC 2 on Saturday. Mm. We have Hell Trip coming out. I'm now voicing for an animation. Mm. So, man, I'm just grateful and thankful, man. I thank God. It's so much.
Okay, and before we go, sorry, Romeo,
I'm done talking.
But before you go, before everyone thinks, guys, I'm just going to, obviously, I'm just smitten and everything, but Stivell is not all about sex. He's actually a beautiful speaker. You must book him for any session. He speaks to young men, young women, older generations. He talks about family. He talks about dating. He talks about relationships. He talks about business.
Yeah.
He talks about basically being the better person that you're supposed to be.
Yeah. So, and I may as well put in there, while you're talking about our business.
And he's a preacher
come check out my Chisinyama. That's out there in Newtown.
Yes, it is in Newtown.
Fantastic.
Nice one. Okay.
Yeah.
So you and me. On Monday. Can you come to the show as well? I've got a band coming in next week.
On Monday. I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it in the morning.
Okay, fine. Okay.
However, we'll talk about let's talk offline to make that happen.
We bet.
Gladly.
Guys,
all right.
I'm so delighted right now because Tivelle is here.
Thank you so much for coming, my
brother. No, thank you for having me. It's my absolute pleasure.
The professionalism will open doors no man.
Appreciate it, man.
Ever close.
Good luck with your new book. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, he's always writing books. And thank you for kissing me this morning. I haven't been kissed like this in such a long time.
You see what I have to do?
But that wasn't really a kiss. We had to tongue it out, too.
Okay, fine. We'll do it now. We'll do it now.
We got to feel it from the roof.
I got Tivelle to kiss, so bye. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Salamina Musaisa from Azza TV. You are listening to Be Lighted Show with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central. CliffCentral.com.